Hello, it's December the 23rd, 2018, and it's the build-up to Christmas. It's completely crazy outside. There's traffic everywhere, and people are making their way to the shops to buy things that they probably don't need, other people don't need, and but they're enjoying themselves in just buying stuff and feeling that they're making Christmas happen. I've made a decision to develop a podcast series about my experience of chronic illness, and in particular about the ways that I've been able to cope and manage chronic illness through the years. This year has been rather trying because I discovered that I had CKD, which is chronic kidney disease. I'm only in stage two at the moment, and but it was a terrible shock for me, and I didn't know what to do, and I didn't really know where to turn. I found it very hard because I didn't know who I was supposed to talk to about it. I didn't find the help I got from the health services particularly useful. And I sort of swam around in a sea of strange information from often quite odd people on the internet. And it didn't do me any good, really. Anyway, I've managed to move forward from that, and I'm doing fairly well, actually. I've actually qu lost quite a lot of weight, which I needed to do health-wise. But also, I realised that I'm quite good at dealing with difficult issues that are ongoing. And that's probably because actually, I've suffered with chronicity in relation to fibromyalgia since I was 22, and I'm now pushing 50. So I've had a lot of experience of dealing with things that for a lot of people, maybe they never had that experience till they're a little bit older, or they certainly didn't have to go through the trials and tribulations of young adulthood with the difficulties that I had. At that time, I had absolutely no idea what was wrong with me. All I knew was that I had this problem that never went away, and that I had to just get on with it. It was really hard. It was almost my dirty secret that I couldn't tell people that I suffered from pain. I did everything I could to hide from it and hide other people from it. And it radically affected my relationships and how I was able to cope. But along the way, I did learn how to deal with many difficult scenarios. It wasn't actually until about 12 years ago that I had a diagnosis. That diagnosis wasn't quite what I expected. In fact, it was longer than 12 years ago, thinking about it. It's about 15 now. It wasn't what I expected, and it was neuropathic pain. And then I was using anti-epileptic medications to help me, and it was fabulous. It was almost like finding the Holy Grail because it really helped my condition. As time has gone on, I've become the sort of consummate chronic expert, sort of self-help user. I've become somebody who's able to manage my experience. I trained in hypnotherapy, and I also learned a lot about how to manage my own emotions, how to deal with situations, how to work with other people to explain what I was going through. And I never really thought about this as useful knowledge. I just thought, well, it's just stuff, isn't it? It's just stuff that I do. Having now had to face this new diagnosis, I've been able to deploy the skills that I developed across the years with my other chronic illness to actually make it not as frightening and scary as perhaps it would be for somebody without having had that experience and who perhaps never had had it. So here I am, and I'm on a journey, and I'd like to invite you to come with me. I know there are lots of people out there trying to get your time and energy, trying to encourage you to do all kinds of things. I haven't got a magic wand, and I can't solve your chronic illness. I can't make everything absolutely 100% okay. It's not 100% okay in my life, but what I do know is that there are things you can do that can help you to feel more positive on a daily level, on a weekly level, on a monthly and yearly level, and that can help you to relate better to yourself, to your friends and family, to your workplace, and to many other areas of life that sometimes feel so difficult when you're trudging through a chronic illness situation. I'm holding my hands out to you, my arms out to you, and saying, please, if you want to come and just listen to some of the things that I've got that I can share with you, I'm more than happy to be somebody, a voice that you can listen to in the night, in the day, when you're feeling a bit rubbish, that might just give you a little bit of hope for the future. And let's face it, when we've got chronic illness, hope is actually really important to us. It's something that can keep us going. It's something that we can build on. And it's a state of mind that we can use to make us feel better, even in the most difficult and trying times. So that's me. I'm doing this in audio terms. I think I've got a face that's better for audio than for video. And I'm really happy to welcome anybody who's out there listening today into thinking about how we can move forward in a positive way. So let's do it, and let's do it together.